conflict, Israel hammered Gaza with airstrikes, and Palestinian militants launched rocket barrages at Israel on Saturday. There's no sign yet of an end to the worst escalation in years, and death tolls on both sides are mounting. U.S. and Arab diplomats were seeking to calm the situation after a night of violence that saw militants fire about 200 rockets at cities in Israel, whose planes struck what it said were targets used by Hamas, the Islamist group that runs Gaza. Hamas launched Monday's rocket assault after tensions over a court case to evict several Palestinian families in East Jerusalem, as well as in retaliation for Israeli police clashes with Palestinians near a mosque, which is a top holy site for Islam. Regional and international diplomatic efforts have yet to show any signs of halting hostilities, which have been accompanied by violence in Israel's mixed communities of Jews and Arabs. Synagogues have been attacked, Arab-owned shops have been vandalized, and street fights have broken out. Taiwan raised its coronavirus alert level on Saturday in the capital, Taipei, and the surrounding city, bringing curbs for a period of 2 weeks that will shut many venues and restrict gatherings in the wake of 180 new domestic infections. Portugal will allow tourist flights from European Union countries with low infection rates and from the UK, but passengers must show a negative coronavirus test on arrival, the Interior Ministry said Saturday. Myanmar's army battled local militia fighters in the northwestern town of Mendat on Saturday, residents said, to try and quell a rebellion that has sprung up to oppose the junta, which seized power in the Southeast Asian country in February. This is VOA News. A hardline cleric in charge of Iran's judiciary, who